It is the end of a long week for the residents of Moore, Oklahoma. It began with one of the most powerful tornadoes on record. The storm flattened large swaths of the city and demolished or damaged at least 12,000 homes. The disaster left 24 children and adults dead and hundreds injured. But as the community reflects on the destruction, one question remains. How did so many survive this monster tornado? NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports from Oklahoma.
Lifelong Oklahoman Christy Freeman has seen her share of tornadoes, but she says the twister that tore through her neighborhood on Monday was something else.
This tornado was like a monster. It was like something that was alive. It destroyed your peace, your comfort.
And it destroyed Freeman's home in Moore, Oklahoma. Now she's one of more than 300 neighbors taking shelter in college dorms at the University of Oklahoma, just south of Moore in the town of Norman. Freeman says growing up in Oklahoma means you always pay attention to tornado warnings.
Oh, yes. In Oklahoma? Oh, my God, yes. Even before the warning, if it looks cloudy outside, you check the news. You find out what's going on in your area. You never take that for granted.
From the Norman Forecast Office, here is the forecast for Oklahoma City and surrounding area.
About 10 minutes from Christy Freeman's dorm shelter is where the earliest news of Monday's tornado was first broadcast, the National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center. This brick and stone building with glass curtain walls is a hub for tornado forecasting and tourists.
There are some people who plan their vacations around this building.
Meteorologist Rick Smith has worked here for more than a decade, and on Monday, he was stationed in the heart of the building.
Now we're inside the office.
A set of fishbowl-like rooms where meteorologists face a sea of computer monitors and TV screens tracking storms, surrounded by glass walls.
It's configured this way with all this glass because there's an intense interest in weather here in Oklahoma. This building has 30 to 40,000 people that walk through it every year. It's a tourist attraction.
Daphne Thompson often leads tour groups through the Storm Prediction Center. She's also a meteorologist, and she says she's surprised that there were only 24 deaths from Monday's tornado.
I am very shocked that the number is so low. I mean, it's always horrible to lose people, but considering how much damage it did and that there were children in school and people driving down the interstate, I find it very surprising that there were so few fatalities.
Rick Smith says he's sure the relatively low death toll wasn't a coincidence, but he's not sure what exactly worked.
I'm really very, very anxious to hear some of the stories that come out of this of what did people do? You know, how did so many people get through this tornado? It's not an accident. It's not just luck or chance that the death toll was that low.
Smith credits in part a close working relationship between the Storm Prediction Center and local emergency managers, plus school and hospital administrators.
And they've told me this, they can actually hear it in our voice or read between the lines of the words we're using that, oh gosh, they're concerned about it this time. This is really one of those days.
Back at the dorm shelter at the University of Oklahoma, Christy Freeman's teenage son shoots pool in a makeshift play area, while Freeman sits back on a couch nearby, reflecting over the past week.
I love Moore, but I'm not staying there anymore.
Freeman wants to stay in Oklahoma, but she's done testing her luck in Moore. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, Oklahoma City.
And while people look to shelter themselves from tornadoes in Oklahoma, the threat is hurricanes elsewhere in the country, and it looks like this could be a very busy storm season in the Atlantic. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts that this summer 13 to 20 storms will become strong enough to be named. As many as 11 of those storms could turn into full-blown hurricanes. As for the names that we'll be hearing this year, the first four big storms will be Andrea, Barry, Chantal, and Dorian. Hurricane season officially begins on June 1st.